Right now, I'd like to introduce you to a young man who is part of something that's been called a blog telling the story of Detroit. And I just love that description of Daily Detroit. Pat McNamara, thank you so much for coming here to the Internet Advisor. You are, along with a couple of other guys, the founders of this new, I was going to say, it's a news source, but it's not kind of the like a competitor to the Detroit News, Detroit Free Press kind of thing, right?
Well, the word we like to use is a news stream.
There you go.
And the reason we use that is because we don't write about everything. We don't have the same model that the newspapers have. What we do is we focus on curation of stuff that people find interesting and find important, and we sort of do tell the story of the revitalization.
When you say curation, tell me what you mean by that.
Well, another way that we don't compete in the news with the newspapers, for example, is that we don't write about crime.
Right.
The newspapers do that really
God
well.
Help us! There's enough of that out there,
right? And we think that that in other areas the newspapers don't do things as well, and so that's kind of where what our niche is.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a fair characterization or not. You tell me. But it struck me as this is kind of the millennials looking at this new birth in the city of Detroit, that you and your compatriots and your generation really are the people who have come back into the city of Detroit and who are, you're here, and you're talking about places to eat and about cool things that are going on and about the Easter Market. Am I far off on that?
No. You're right about that. We do. That is one aspect of what we're trying to do. But our viewership isn't as young as we thought it was going to be. In fact, our demographic kind of reaches up into the up to people who are like 40 years of age and a little bit older.
Getting close to middle age.
So it's not, it's not all about things to do. We also try to cover important things too. What we try to do is kind of get people under the tent and then inform them about the things that matter. Having fun matters.
So. And it matters to you guys, first of all.
Absolutely.
Do you live in Detroit here?
Yes, I do.
Cool. And do the other guys, Jeremiah Stays and Nick Hager, who are the other founders there?
Nick Hagan and Jeremiah Stays both live in Detroit also.
Yeah. Okay. I see. That's what I'm thinking. And you live in this more in the center of the city, that right in the downtown area, probably?
They live in the greater downtown area, kind of between downtown and Corktown.
Okay.
I live in Green Acres, which is actually on sort of the very northern border, right by 8 Mile and Woodward and Livernois.
Oh, really? That's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's near Palmer Park and the Avenue of Fashion?
Absolutely, yeah.
I love it.
Right near the Avenue of Fashion, Baker's Keyboard Lounge
is
in walking distance from my house. So
is Baker's Keyboard, did that shut down? Is it still going?
No, Baker's Keyboard Lounge did not shut down. They're still open.
Oh, wow.
They go there frequently. I think they've kind of ridden out some of the tougher times. I think
it's
they've gotten a lot of good press and people continue to keep coming and keep it open.
So. Are there still a venue for jazz?
Absolutely.
That's where I sat a few feet from Ahmad Jamal and heard him play.
Oh, wow.
Eons ago. What I'm delighted to find is a group of people like yourself with Daily Detroit that are, you're enjoying, you're digging into, you're thinking about,
right,
and talking about cool things that are going on in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, another point I want to make is that there's new things, and then there's stuff that's always been here. And there's all sorts of little pockets of culture, and and I think the downtown and midtown gets a ton of press. I mean, we do write about tech startups and things like that, mm-hmm. but we also write about dive bars and diners in weird, small areas of town and businesses that have always been there and people that have always been doing things.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. But in another thing, I think that, we are ambitious. I think that we view, our tagline is pushing Metro Detroit forward. we think we might drop the Metro because we're trying to decide if it's nerdy or not. But,
pushing Detroit forward. All right.
Right. And, it's really about the region, getting people from the suburbs to come down here. Mm-hmm. We're not really focused on giving information to young people who live here. We're kind of focused on giving information to the region and also telling stories and writing articles that can be viewed from a national perspective. That's kind of what we want. We also kind of want to put a magnifying glass on the good things that are going on here.
That's pretty cool. Pat McNamara, by the way, is with us, one of the three founders of Daily Detroit. Now, this is quickly talk about how you can get to it. We've got links on our homepage. If you go to internetadvisor.net, you'll find a link that will take you to dailydetroit.com.
Yep.
And that's essentially where we find this blog. And there's all sorts of cool things on it, by the way. It's, by the way, really well laid out visually and every other way. You got things like the West River Walk Grand Opening Celebration that took place just recently. Food for Talk, Macomb County Community College Foundation, something, you know, all sorts of stuff they're going on.
Yeah,
with events.
Yeah, I think you're looking at our events page. If anybody out there has any events, you know, we like people to send us stuff. We kind of pop it right on there, and we're kind of getting into our groove. We're going to be doing weekly sort of, you know, here's five things to do this weekend, and we got all sorts of plans.
Now, here's the $64,000 question. How do you stay alive long enough to be able to do this? Because the papers in Detroit that have been here for 150 or more years are having a whole lot of hard time staying.
Right.
Here.
How do you make money?
yes.
No, I think it's a really important question. The guys on this team, we've been part of this world for, I wouldn't say we have Jeremiah has a lot of experience. But we all have years of experience, and there's different ways to make money that aren't necessarily what you would think. I mean, we're not going to make money the same way as a newspaper. We're going to have to do events.
Okay.
We're going to have to do events. We're going to have to do. We're definitely going to do advertising. We're working with Google Ads right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sponsored content is going to be something that we do.
Yep.
But we're not going to do it in, you know, we're going to do it a very honest, open way. So.
I know you are. Tight with the guys at IT and the D.
Yes,
and I know one of their models, and I found it fascinating, is that for like 14 years, they held these, what they called pink slip parties, which were, they were gathering together IT people and, you know, kipping out the usual riffraff that gets in there with selling fruit baskets and everything else, and just making it about IT people. Those 14 years built up this interactive community that is now the base for what they're doing. And I see you guys in some ways having that same interactive community.
Right. Well, IT and the D, we consider them channel partners, and we share a lot of information about how we do things, and we've been on their show a few times.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. It's, you know, they, when you ask them what they do, they say, we're a community is essentially what we are. They manage a community of people in the IT world, and they help get them jobs through all sorts of different ways.
Right.
And they give them information and keep them in the loop. And in a way, I mean, we're the same. We have 38,000 people on Facebook, and they're very engaged. So
it's fascinating how your form of news gathering and reporting has grown up in that interactive world. Whereas, you know, the old newspaper model was we go to the presses and we hand it out to people, and there's not much interaction in maybe letters to the editor is about the only thing.
Right.
Your model is entirely interactive.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the things that we write about, I mean, people will simply email us and say, hey, I'm a fan of your site. This is going on. I bet you didn't know about it. And
that's cool.
You know, we'll show up and write about it.
That's cool. You got your own cub reporters out there. One title I did see here from October the 2nd, it says, relief pitching will be the key to Detroit's playoff run. Oh, boy, is that pursuit. That's been so disastrously true. Oh, my Lord. So you write everything. There's sports. There's all sorts of good stuff that you have in here. So, folks, again, that is dailydetroit.com as a way of getting here. Also on Facebook, look for Daily Detroit. Pat, thank you so much for being here. I'd love to have you guys back in again as we keep on going here to support you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
All right. Very good. Pat McNamara, one of the editors and founders of the Daily Detroit news
Thanks
source
a lot.
Here. Thank you. You're welcome. Jeremiah Stays and Nick Hager is Hagen as well.